You want to escape from that? Well, every Wednesday from 4 p.m. you can do that with the Kids Hour. Tune in for great kids' music and giveaways. The Kids Hour from 4 p.m. this Wednesday on the new Swar FM 99.9. Must be under 12 to call.
Hello, I'm Jack Thompson.
Hang on, that's the wrong Jack Thompson. Here's 71-year-old Jack Thompson for Active Australia.
Coming out of competition hockey, I said that I'd give it away at 65. I said I'd give it away at 68. I said I'd give it away at 70, 71, and I'm still going, and I think I might go to a little bit longer.
Get Active Australia. Contact your local sporting club or fitness centre. Participate and feel great.
This is the new Swar FM 99.9.
Yeah, we can just reverse the phase back. Okay, you're with the History Show. We're going a little bit over time. That's all right because there's no show on after us at this stage. We're in around about the 2000 era and we've got some recent history to cover. So if you want to, I don't know, just curl up in bed on a cold night and listen because... it is interesting in a way, and I really need to just sort of get this history out because I just want to sort of... It'll be a sign-off for me. I can sort of say, well, that's it. It's all over now. Swar is licensed, and it's over, and we can just get on with it. But there'll be more history, I suppose. That's the problem with history. It's always more of it. Biggest problem with that, like, you realise all the songs. Like, 10 years ago, we didn't have all the songs that we now have. So the collection just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. It doesn't get smaller, does it? So in another 10 years, there'll be another 10,000 songs to choose from. It's getting very hard to choose which song to play. Okay. In 2000, Swar FM is gaining popularity as a full-time broadcaster because we had the continuous test broadcast licences. One thing we did do is we had a huge membership drive because we needed people to broadcast. We had all this time and bloody well playing, you know, vinyl shopping. It was just getting a bit too boring. Membership ballooned from 40 to about 80. We had lots of new people involved. We had people like Richard Painter walking through the door. We had Matt Reed walking through the door. These sorts of losers were just sort of coming in and you know, sort of winning, starting to get on the air and just saying things.
Hey!
Yeah, well...
I am here, you know.
Yeah, all right. I wouldn't say that otherwise. Okay, one thing Swar FM did, of course, do in 2000 is submit its first application for a broadcasting licence and hoping that something would finally happen. It didn't. We just waited and waited and waited. The uncertainty of Swar's future at that stage was getting to the Swar management because it was extremely difficult to manage a station where you just didn't know what was happening tomorrow. And, one thing would change and you would have to reissue a whole newsletter or completely change a station's planning because one date had changed. And it just became very difficult to run. At that stage, around 90% of the station was being run by my father, Bill, because basically he was trying to take the weight off me because I was so pissed off with it. And I was doing it because my belief was that the license was just around the corner and I only had to keep doing it for a couple more months. Unfortunately, that wasn't true because it didn't. It lasted for more than a couple of months. And basically, we still didn't have it by early 2001. Another thing happened in 2000. A show, a little quaint show called Monday for Musos was started by Bill in a spare 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. slot, and it was eventually taken over by Jules Adams. Now it's become a force in Western Sydney radio, of course. After a long absence, live bands days returned to Swar, and the first was held in the Imperial Club show hall across from the showground. And if, of course, you heard another sort of mini live bands day today with Urban Theory playing live outside the front of the building. June 2000, Swar FM did something else. The Blacktown Festival, someone suggested that we do an OB and then someone went too far and suggested we enter a float. The theme for that year was heroes and so I jumped at the chance. It was time for Mr. Lycra to come out of the cupboard and enter the real world. He did and basically this is what the Swar FM commentators had to say about it.
Is Swar FM.
Here we go. This looks quite crazy. it looks like a Power Ranger, yes, a Power Ranger on top
of our truck. He's connecting up all our antennas, linking us into the world. We'd like to thank the Mighty Morph Power Ranger for assisting us today.
It all makes sense now, Ken. It does make sense, does it?
He's up there in his Lycra, connecting up. Now everybody cheers as he passes by.
Swap that antenna in now. Come on. You can do it, Paul.
Well, Swar FM is us, I guess. We've been broadcasting for 9 years to get a community license for Blacktown so that we can do things like we are today.
Shouldn't be too far away now then, hey.
Yes. So, yes, wave to the Mighty Morphin Power Ranger there. I think, who's driving the truck there? It's young Bill. Hey. Just got to watch the feedback here, guys. Hi, Mighty Morph. I hope you're going to pull those antennas off when you're finished. Oh, here we come, the Clydesdales, right?
Yeah, well, something else happened on that day too. Someone else was in the crowd watching, and that her name was Sashi Kiran. And, yeah, that's another story. We won't get into that. Yep, so that was... You wonder when Mr. Lycra was born as Swar, or one of Swar's mascots. That's when it was. It was me in the all-Matilda suit climbing up and down the tower, which was... What I was supposed to be doing, I was supposed to be installing antennas on the tower. That's what the float was supposed to be. Anyway, that was another milestone in Swar history, I guess, particularly for me. Okay, December 2000, Swar FM went off air for a month. This was the first time we did so, to share 99.9 with Rio, who at that stage was still broadcasting in 100% Spanish, I might add. The Swar FM OBs were well and truly back by that time. We were doing merry things like the Merrylands Festival. Richard Painter was kind of spearheading that, along with Sledge. I think he was doing a fair bit of OBing as well. In March 2001, the ABA finally turned its attention to the Sydney regional licences, and MCR got its licence straight away because there was no competition down there. Swar was the favourite for Blacktown, and there was every reason to believe that the licence would be issued sometime in June or July. Swar FM struggled on borrowed time, believing that the decision was imminent. By June 2001... we knew that WOW had suddenly got the Penrith licence after a neck-and-neck battle with AIR, and we thought we were going to get it around about the same time. Swar FM also entered a float in the Blacktown Festival again, and that was the Dodek Man one, which you may or may not remember. That was the one pinched from the Olympics. Swar FM crossed to Rio again in April 2001 for another month of sharing. Unfortunately, this was a very poor time in Swar FM's history when this occurred, because the crossover was very much botched by Swar late on Saturday night on the 26th. The transmitter was turned off 6 minutes too late, and in the intervening time, a broadcaster on Swar FM, who was a veteran broadcaster, whose name we've mentioned but we won't mention again, seemed to have succeeded in breaking our code of conduct at least 6 times on the air. And, of course, West FM, Rio FM, of course, was listening at the time. And suffice to say, I'm not going to go into detail, but that was not a good night for Swar. And as a result, the licence was not issued. In the intervening time, another complaint was levelled against Swar, about Maltese program. The problem that we had there was that the Swar FM board at the time didn't actually recognise that complaint as a valid complaint, and pretty much the problem we had was that we didn't really understand media law very well, and that kind of stood out like a sore thumb to the ABA, I'm sure it did. And since then, that's of course been fixed up with the media law courses that the guys now run here at Swar, of which I was in the first class. Hopefully I'm still following the rules. October 2001, Triple H won the Hornsby licence. It was an interesting case. Over the favourites HKR, for similar reasons that WOW won over AIR, because Triple H had not conducted a single test, whereas HKR were a 9-year veteran. So, you know, people at Swar FM started to think, gee, how could someone who has never even done a test broadcast win over a group who's been testing for 9 years? It doesn't make sense. So everyone was taking notice at that time. Swar no longer were considered the favourites, and for the first time, West FM, who by that time had started to present some testing in English, were to be considered a serious contender for the Blacktown licence. Unfortunately, they weren't to be given the chance because in December 2001, the SWA situation exploded for the third time. The ABA deferred the Blacktown licence again, levelling the comment that SWA had a militant and exclusive in nature management. Now, I can glad to say that. It's fact. It's published. There were also concerns on SWAFM's programming and ethnic splits. Everyone was disgusted and pissed off. I quit, and Anite quit, and Ken quit, and SWAFM was over. Basically, after 10 years, we'd had enough. I'd had enough. Four of the board quit overnight. Three of the founders quit. The station was taken off air for 5 months because we had not applied for a TCBL. And at a subsequent meeting of members, a recommendation that the station be mothballed or wound up was defeated. Anite and Ken suggested Richard Palmer as a suitable replacement president. Suffice to say, this song was relevant for the time, and I'm going to play it because there was a hell of a lot going on.
You're
Bang and Blame from REM. We've played quite a bit of REM tonight, and that is a very relevant track. There was a hell of a lot of banging and blaming going on as a result of Swire FM's failure to get the license in 2001. And it was a very dark time in a lot of people's lives, and a time when the station very much was in an extreme disarray. However, a new group of people were waiting in the sidelines to take it over and basically pick it up from where it left off and bring it through until the current day, when it's been licensed and is now operating successfully. One thing that did happen is that I complained to the ABA board about the situation and received a reply from Helen Ward. There was a slanging match, and the Commonwealth Ombudsman was involved, and they later found the ABA's procedures were a bit lacking, but on the whole, the situation was that Swire FM just needed to do a little bit of fine-tuning, and they'd probably get the licence next time it was offered. That was the deal. And at that stage, the CBA, and in particular Christina Alvarez, came to our rescue and helped the guys at Swire significantly in dealing with the issues that had to be dealt with. After only 2 weeks in a position, Richard Palmer actually quit his board position due to a couple of personal reasons, and he left the station, well, let's say in the lurch, angering a few board members at the time, leaving a bit of a bill to be paid. However, Kenan and I, basically at that stage, said their goodbyes. That they... Ken, as we obviously heard tonight, very much supports the station. We haven't heard anything from Anite for a long time. If you're out there, Anite, I hope that you're proud of the achievement that we seem to have made from the early days. You should be proud for what you believed in, and I hope you enjoyed listening to this history show that we've hopefully thrown together. In February 2002, Carlo, who'd been with the station for 5 years, was appointed president. The board was finally functioning again, and for the first time in history, the board had no founding members on it. March 2002, West FM commenced a three-month test, and the ABA decision of December 2001 then meant that both stations had to share the frequency equally. That was a huge financial drain on SWAR, because we had the same outgoing costs, but we only had half the incoming money to run on. Still, the guys that were currently running seemed to ensure the balance was in the black. And whilst they did that, they completely rebuilt the studio and half the tech room as well. So that was very much a very good achievement from the current board. That was done, yep. The SWAR was back on the air after the new board was able to rebuild it. The program schedule was kept the same as it was before the explosion. And, of course, one thing they did do is include a media law course, which was one of the areas which was SWAR FM was found to be very lacking, people just not knowing what they should and shouldn't say on the air. The all-new board was voted in at an AGM, and the committees were also overhauled with new faces. West FM performed another three-month test, and Swire FM got to work with the money, rebuilding the studio, etc. and so forth. Okay. On 14th of January 2003, another thing happened, and that was that the air conditioner blew up. That's a serious problem at Swire FM at the moment. We're just facing summer with no air conditioning. If anyone's out there, please, we need some help there. We're pretty much at the end of the history now. It's 12:23 and everyone's very tired. We're just going to finish up. In March 2003, Swire FM prepared and submitted its new application for the licence. The tech room and office area was rebuilt. Despite the halved income, Swire FM's budget was in the black, just. And in June, we came back again with another three-month test. The band's days returned, and Swire FM was pretty much happening much the same as it was in 92-93, that the circle had turned the full way. And, of course, the last final issue in August 2003, on the 14th of August, 15th, sorry, Swire FM was issued with the Blacktown licence after 11 years. And that concludes the history. We only have to play two excerpts now and a song, and I'm going to play the song first. It's going to be Toya. Now, I'm going to play this because I had to pick a song which was drawn from the more recent history of Swire, and this was one of them. This is just the way it's ended up, so enjoy it. And that's Tattoo and Toya and No Matter What, a more recent track. Had to pick one, and that was a popular one in the last couple of tests before we finally got the license, and I thought that was appropriate. Okay, the time has come, okay, for those who have been very patient and have been listening patiently for the time when they're going to hear... Let's just play. This is where it all began, guys.
Right, it's me as usual, and so with Lee around, you always get a... and, and I... and don't forget the... this. And also... Don't forget this. So don't forget me, will ya? Good. Right, now let's get down to a... Oh, yes! Of course! Oh, I shouldn't have done that, should I? Now, we've got to start off with a big blast here. In fact, a landing and a crash and a thunder and all! Indeed, let it be, let it be. Right, now let's get down to our favourite series, Space Sprogs.
Yeah, well, there it is, and, as I said, I rarely show embarrassment, but for the people who are in the studio at the moment, they're seeing it. We all are young, and so was I, and that's what it sounded like. In the summer of 1979, on 2GS, Two Goat Stud. Okay, the end has come, and... with this, I will leave. This is the end of the history show, and we're going to go out with the excerpt from the very first test broadcast of Swar FM, the closing of the very first test. And you will notice the absence of Jesus Jones. I have not played that yet. I'm about to play it now as part of the ending, because this is the way it sounded. This is, I suppose, the environment in which Swar FM was created. I've said that the first test was a bit of a joke, but by the time the test is finished, we were all turning around looking to each other and sort of saying, well, hang on, I know it started as a joke, but the joke's kind of on us, because we just can't let this die. We've got to sort of continue it, and 12 years later, here we are, and the baton has been passed, and it's been a great success. This is what it sounded like when the first test was ending, and Matt will love it because he'll hear the transmitter go off, and but of course the transmitter won't really be going off this time. Swar FM is here for good. This is Paul Matthews. It's been a great pleasure to bring you the history of Swar FM and Blacktown, like I said today, Fairfield and Holroyd. Your local radio station, your community radio station, is ready. Use it.
Okay.
Is this the last one?
This is now the last one.
This is the last one.
Okay. Say goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Thank you for having us at your place.
Goodbye.
We'll be back. We'll be back in...
After this dead air.
We'll be back in about 3 months' time.
And you'll hear the transmitter go off. Something you don't often hear.
Yeah. That's right. Now, don't forget, letters, 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 letters. That's what we need from you right now, is letters. This is the last plug for the letters. Please put it down in writing and send it. If you want this to be a permanent affair, you've got to do it now. You've got to write these letters.
Long-form letters. We don't mind.
Whatever. You can write pages. You know, I don't care. As long as it's got your name, your number, your name, your address.
And you agree with what we say. You, and the people that disagree we'd like to know about.
Yeah, that's right. So we can...
Yeah, right.
Well, as far as this test broadcast...
We can unplug them from...
Well, as far as this test broadcast is concerned, we've now finished. It is exactly midnight, and we start with this song that we started, and we personally feel that this is the most appropriate song at the moment. Just do it. This is right here.
Goodbye.
This is right now. This is SWRFM. Goodbye.
Love you.
A woman on the rain.
this to sing about, you know it feels good to be alive.
Serving Blacktown, Fairfield and Holroyd.